efficiency and profitability. Housing and Registration opens November 6th. Don't miss 30 years of agricultural excellence in the heart of Texas.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get two unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and the government shutdown likely rolling into next week. The Senate failing to pass dueling stopgap measures in a vote this past hour. The Trump administration is saying it's eyeing permanent layoffs and program cuts now. ABC's Karen Travers has more.
The reason they're giving for this is they say that the president has to restore fiscal sanity and that they're focusing on waste, fraud, and abuse. But we have never seen this during a government shutdown, not the 35-day shutdown that happened in 2018 when Donald Trump was president the first time around. And so it's not clear how firing employees who right now are not getting paid is restoring fiscal sanity to the federal budget.
Police in the UK offering new details in yesterday's car ramming and knife attack outside a synagogue in Manchester on Yom Kippur. Authorities say it appears one of the victims who died may have been accidentally shot by an officer during that incident. In New York City, sentencing hearing is underway for Sean Diddy Combs following his convictions on prostitution-related charges. This is ABC News. The FDA has given approval for a generic version of mifepristone, an abortion pill that's been at the center of criticism for anti-abortion groups. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze says it comes as Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announced a safety review of the abortion drug.
Just last week, Kennedy pledged to conduct a review of women's access to abortion pills. Since the end of Roe v. Wade, at least 16 states have banned nearly all abortions. But some people in those states have still been able to get access to the abortion pill through telehealth appointments and the mail. Mifepristone was first approved by the FDA in the year 2000. Repeated medical studies have shown that it is safe.
The White House says the FDA under law has to approve generic forms of brand medications. President Trump, in a social media post, issued a Sunday deadline for Hamas to agree to the latest Gaza ceasefire proposal. That plan includes demands for Hamas to disarm and the release of all remaining hostages in Gaza within days of the ceasefire. Michelle Franz on ABC News.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. Stroke risk may increase. Eliquis can cause serious and potentially fatal bleeding. Don't take if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or bleed longer. A spinal injection increases blood clot risk, which may cause paralysis. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or bruising, or back pain, tingling, numbness, muscle weakness, or incontinence. Aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Aylin. An important milestone at Wisconsin's troubled youth corrections facilities.
The Wisconsin Department of Corrections announced Thursday as it has reached full compliance with 50 orders placed by the federal government on Lincoln Hills School for Boys and Copper Lake School for Girls. The orders stem from a 2015 raid and investigation at the Lincoln County facilities that showed widespread abuse and lack of supervision. A subsequent judgment against the state resulted in the court orders and $25 million in fines. Governor Tony Evers has made closure of Lincoln Hills Copper Lake one of his top goals since taking office. The process to open a new youth corrections site in southeast Wisconsin continues. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Another confirmed case of bird flu in Wisconsin.
The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection on Wednesday confirming highly pathogenic avian influenza in a Jefferson County commercial poultry flock. DATCAP and the U.S. Department of Agriculture coordinating a response. The affected area is quarantined and about 520,000 birds will be depopulated, according to a news release. This case follows one reported last week in another Jefferson County flock with about 3 million birds. Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Manitowoc County veterans asking for help after being repeatedly having claims denied by the Veterans Administration.
Tyler Ponsloff joined the U.S. Air Force in 2009. During his time in the service, Tyler suffered several injuries to his knees and back, eventually causing his medical discharge in June of 2015. Since then, Tyler has begun dealing with a wide array of issues leading to him being unable to work, but the VA has been no help.
They have no problem denying our claims because they don't care.
Those who would like to help support Tyler in his financial struggles are encouraged to visit his GoFundMe page. I'm Ryan Braum reporting for the Wisconsin Radio Network.
You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Young farmers don't listen to the radio, right? Wrong. In a recent survey, 80% of young producers said they get their most important agriculture information from their trusted farm radio station. Surprised? Don't be. If you think about it, it makes perfect sense. Radio is the perfect companion because it goes with you everywhere. Whether you are in the shop, on the combine, or in the truck, farm radio is right there with you. This message brought to you by the National Association of Farm Broadcasting.
Another warm day today in our Real Country 1430 forecast. Plenty of sunshine, highs upper 80s, southwest winds at around 5. Tonight, clear lows, upper 60s. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs upper 80s. Sunday, sunshine, highs low 80s. Be listening for Durand, Arkansas Boys High School football tonight. The Panthers are at Osseo Fairchild. The Advent Health Panther preview is at 6:45. Kickoff at 7 o'clock tonight here on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN and online at our website.
Now, here's your host, Jesse Allen.
And welcome into AOA Agriculture of America, brought to you by Cenex. Bargain tractor hydraulic fluids aren't worth the gamble. Trust Cenex quality fluids for performance you can rely on. Visit Cenex.com today for more information. We got a busy show planned for you coming up. We're going to hear from Illinois Congressman Jonathan Jackson, get some latest thoughts on government shutdown and the impacts to things like Farm Bill that we still don't have finished and more. That is coming up here in segment two. In segment three, we're going to have a conversation with journalist from Illinois, Molly Parker. She had a fascinating story that she published a few weeks ago that I think is worth talking about. She's a journalist with Capital News Illinois and ProPublica's local reporting network. And looking at the story of a Southern Illinois farm family that was caught in a bit of a federal farm policy trap, farming ground that was prone to flooding and more. We're going to hear about this story coming up. And then at the end of the show, we're going to talk about regenerative agriculture and what it can look like when a company really does well. Pat Maher, CEO of Atkins Ranch, is going to join us to tell us their story later on in the program. Let's get things started, though. Joining us now, he is the new president of the National Corn Growers Association. Jed Bauer is with us here on the show. Jed, congratulations. It's great to talk with you again, sir. Hope all is well.
Doing well. Thank you for having me, Jesse, this morning.
Absolutely. I got to ask you, I know harvest in full swing. How are things looking on your operation there in Ohio?
We kind of pulled off ours. I got a good neighbor, and he's got a few health issues. So I don't know. I know he doesn't like it, but we kind of pulled off and went over and helping him out right now because he needs to rest a little bit. But I can tell you that his corn's dry, and for the strange year we had in Southern Ohio with tremendous amounts of rain early, late planting, and then no rain for like 45 days. Boy, these genetics, they work. I don't know. They work. That's all I can say.
Well, that's a good thing to think about in trying to get us through all these challenges and more. To your point, the genetics, sometimes they just work, and it's a good thing. Well, we hope you have a continued safe and happy harvest. As you take over as president, no shortage of things that I know are on your mind there at the National Corn Growers Association. Let's start with the farm economy. I know that there's a lot of challenges out there for producers in the countryside. What's going to be the biggest thing for you to emphasize with NCGA here in terms of the farm economy, Jed?
Well, I think, you know, look at it as a whole with farmer profitability. You know, as we come into this year and we started buying our inputs for the 25 crop, you know, we were looking at a five in front of corn. And, you know, as we start planning things and purchasing inputs, and then the market fell out. And, you know, we're still looking at record exports of corn, which is truly amazing compared to what the market is. And we applaud the administration for the work that they're doing on these trade deals. You know, we have so many issues, like you mentioned, but I think that really equates back to farmer profitability. Diving in on this, and we had a meeting with the secretary there a couple weeks ago talking about, you know, just the vast spread between what our product is worth and what it costs us to raise a product. And I can't take all the blame off of us. You know, we kind of plant what the market dictates. But I don't think anybody that raises corn truly believed that number that come out of Wall Street there in August. And that was just a tremendous number. It's frustrating when you find 1 million acres plus. But, you know, it's, as always, demand is the driver to try to eat up these piles of corn. So we're going to, you know, on top of researching and doing a little investigating on these inputs, you know, just demand drivers, whether it's E15, whether it's exports, you know, supporting our friends in the livestock industry and, you know, exporting their products, just corn in all forms around the world. I think, you know, we truly need to look at every avenue at this point.
Jed Bauer, the president of the National Corn Growers Association, with us here today on AOA. You mentioned E15. We got the news here on Thursday, California passing their E15 legislation. They were the final state, the final hurdle. So now I have to imagine that all attention's got to turn to Capitol Hill and finally getting nationwide year-round E15 access across the finish line, Jed.
Yeah, that's been a frustrating thing for many years, you know, and backing up to California, you know, with the issues we've had over the years with our friends in the pork industry and Prop 12, I never thought I would be thanking Governor Newsom, but truly that is the next step, and I want to thank him for that and allowing us to get a little more access into the state. And you're exactly right. Back to Capitol Hill, back to this fight. We were just inches away there in December of last year, and it's so frustrating. I mean, everybody sees it. I hate to be negative, but Congress isn't doing anything. And that seems to be the new norm. But we've got to get in there. We've got to keep telling the message. And I know we sound like a broken record when we're there, but this costs taxpayers nothing. It's going to save their constituents money at the pump. For those that are worried about climate change and clean air, and, you know, we hear about this Make America Healthy Again. I mean, who doesn't want to breathe clean air? And we're providing that. You know, we've had some issues with the electrification of the United States wanting to run electric vehicles because it's cleaner. Well, we need that stepping stone. Our grid is not there, and we have to keep reminding them of that and telling that story that you need something in between to get there, and we are that fix.
Well, we got about a minute and a half here, Jed. On those points and more, what would you say to farmers to make their voice heard, to work with you and the leadership at NCGA to make their voice heard on many of these issues? I mean, I just think at the end of the day, it's important for farmers to speak up, isn't it, Jed?
Oh, you're exactly right. As dire as our ag economy is right now, this is where your associations will truly shine for you as a grower. Join your organizations. Get active in your organizations. come to the Hill, meet with your congressmen, explain your issues on your operations, because that truly is what matters to them.
Very, very true. Jed, any other final thoughts for us real quick here on the show today?
You know, I'm going to promise corn farmers, National Corn Growers is working at a level that is unprecedented. We are driving corn demand as hard as we possibly can. We are in those meetings. We are having those conversations on corn farmers' behalf. We will continue to have those battles, and I wish everybody a safe and happy harvest.
NCGA.com for more. With that, the new president of the National Corn Growers Association, Jed Bauer. Jed, good to hear from you again, sir, and I look forward to more conversations with you throughout your presidency. Have a great one. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Jeffy.
Jed Bauer joining us here on AOA Today. Brought to you by Cenex. Protect your operation and avoid downtime with Cenex premium greases, lubricants, and premium diesel. Visit Cenex.com for more. Up next, Illinois Congressman Jonathan Jackson joins us here on AOA.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
When your business runs on wheels, downtime costs money. Cenex Roadmaster XL premium diesel fuel delivers maximum power, cleaner engines, and better fuel efficiency for every mile. Cenex premium lubricants are engineered to meet or exceed OEM specifications, protecting engines and transmissions under the toughest loads. From long hauls to local routes, Cenex keeps your fleet on schedule and on the road. Fewer breakdowns, less downtime, greater efficiency. That's the Cenex advantage. Find your local distributor at Cenex.com.
Transform your bathroom with the beautiful quality of Bath Planet. As a trusted leader in bathroom renovation, Bath Planet has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, a symbol of quality and consumer confidence for over 100 years. Get half off installation or 18 months with no interest and no payments. Whether it's tub replacement, a shower replacement, or a tub-to-shower conversion, Bath Planet makes your custom bath fast, easy, and affordable. Here's how it works. 1. Call to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation. 2. Our design experts come to you with real samples to customize your dream bath. 3. Our certified installers complete the transformation in as little as one day. And right now, for a limited time, you can upgrade your bathroom for 50% off installation or choose 18 months with no interest and no payments. But you need to call now. This special offer is only available by calling 800-296-1288. That's 800-296-1288. 800-296-1288. Before the offer ends.
Hey, guys. Farmers, thinking about doing cover crops? Christina Olson is pleased to announce Cover Crop and Forage Planting Services this fall. Adding a living root onto your valued land can improve soil health, build organic matter, residue management, control soil erosion, boost crop yields, as well as increase residue to help combat white mold in soybeans. Call Christina Olson at 715-495-6104 for your cover crop needs while improving your farm's bottom line. Find her on Facebook at Christina's Cover Crops, offering winter wheat, rye, and triticale.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Informing America's farmers and ranchers, AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And today's Agriculture of America continues, brought to you by Cenex. Protect your equipment and prepare for the unexpected with Cenex Premium Diesel. Managing your business while facing harsh conditions can be tough. Cenex Stores Premium Diesel Fuels can help you power through. Visit Cenex.com
for more. Jesse Allen back with you. We talked a bit about the struggles in the ag economy there in the opening segment with Jed Bauer, the new president of the National Corn Growers Association. Let's get some perspective on things from Capitol Hill. Joining us now on AOA, First District of Illinois, Congressman Jonathan Jackson. Congressman Jackson, great to have you join us here on the show. Hope all is well, sir.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Well, I first would just want to start with the latest on what's going on with the government shutdown. What can you tell folks listening in across rural America where things are at right now? I know this has been dominating the news headlines for several days. Where do things stand right now with the ongoing government shutdown?
I can tell you that the sides are not talking as we speak. Nothing has been planned. That's coming from Democratic side. The Republicans have the power from the presidency to the House of Representatives. The courts have been very favorable to them. And so the president, 2 days prior to this, to the shutdown on September 30th, had canceled a meeting. And on the day of, he took a meeting. And I think that was rather terse. I was not in the meeting. And so nothing was concluded. So three Democrats, one independent, have gone on to side with the with Thune and the Senate majority and the Senate minority group. And nothing else to report at this time.
All right. Well, as we continue with the ongoing shutdown, of course, there's a lot of impacts. And especially I think about our farmers and ranchers and our rural communities and more. And, you know, when something like this happens, it compounds some of the issues that are already out there with the overall ag economy and the tariff situation, the expiration of the farm bill and the lack of a new farm bill, things like that. What are you hearing from your constituents across your rural communities, Congressman, on just how things truly are out there in terms of this overall rural and ag economy right now?
Well, it's bad. And I tell you, I serve Illinois' first congressional district, which is primarily urban. I only have 700 farms in the district, so that's farm light. I serve on the Ag Committee because I wanted to be very much concerned about our international markets as well as supplemental nutritional assistance feeding America's people. So people would ask me, what are you doing on the Ag Committee? You live in the city of Chicago. Well, I've gone to ag meetings in rural Missouri and Oklahoma, eastern Tennessee. I'm the only Democrat there. But I'm like, everyone has to eat. That's why I'm on the Ag Committee. And so the Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program to deal with malnutrition in our country is something that's very important. And I wanted to make sure that those cuts were not made. Of course, everybody believes in able-bodied people should be willing to work and other things. But this administration has done this not with a scalpel. They've done this with an axe and like a sledgehammer. And it's making no economic sense. I see the markets that they're collapsing on our farmers. Soybeans, for example, that used to be sold to China. The president has a very hostile and disrespectful tone. Some people simply choose to march with their feet. So the Chinese didn't do a press conference, didn't raise their voice. They know they're the largest purchasers of soybeans. They just simply stopped purchasing from America. Now our bins are full, our prices are crashing, and there's going to have to be another bailout. The farmers want to work. They want to sell their products. They want to see their markets grow. But something in this administration's off. You can't have a bunch of hedge fund investors and billionaires. They need to have some diversity, not just in location, but in thought. Why isn't there a farmer in the cabinet that can help them understand what they're doing? So if they've attacked diversity, I want the rural Americans to understand it's hurt them as well. They think all the money in the world is in New York and Los Angeles. They don't understand people in the heartland and out here working. And some of our senators that have gone there aren't fighting for you. And that's why I'm so delighted to be on your radio program.
And I'm glad you brought up SNAP as well and the urban parts of the district that you cover. And I'd be curious to get your perspective on what some of these impacts have had on constituents in the urban parts of your district. When I think about malnutrition and SNAP and different things of that nature and more. What have been some of the immediate impacts on folks in the urban part of your district?
Well, for example, when this bill is not passed, then food pantries have more difficult time making the reorders on the food supply. So after I leave you today, I'm going to go by a shelter where they're short on food. So to see hunger actually in the United States of America is actually hurtful, and it's really sad. So it's rising hunger, and that plays out in our school districts, which converts into behavioral issues, which converts into family structure. So America's been blessed by God to have enough food to feed itself and feed the world. It's the mechanisms, how we distribute it is wrong. And what they're doing in New York and D.C. with Doge billionaires and so forth, I've not seen the president come and sit around a table full of farmers. I'd love to be a part of that discussion on ag. Now, at the same time that they are collapsing the market, not just in rural America, but urban America. And we've all been stuck with these high prices that are not sustainable for working families. It's a lot of pain. It is pure pain. I'm seeing more hungry women and children.
You know, and something interesting I've seen, especially in the last couple of weeks, I've seen more and more of this amplified on social media and more. And I'd be curious your thoughts on this. Do you feel that since you represent, you know, a big urban part of Illinois and parts of rural Illinois as well, I continue to see folks, consumers out there who don't necessarily understand where their food comes from and farmers catching a lot of heat for certain things. And do you think that it could be done better to help bridge that gap between farmers and consumers and folks understanding, you know, where their food comes from and all these impacts on rural America, how they trickle down to the urban parts of our country as well? What do you think about that thought, Congressman?
100%. And so I went out on a big combine a couple of months ago. We planted soybeans around Polo, Illinois. I got to go back out there because it's harvest season. I followed the markets very closely on the corn and the soy. I got introduced to the markets by the Chicago Board of Trade. So I've seen the fancy hedging and the straddles and the trades, but I had not been out on the farm. So I went out on the farm to see these things. And it's one continuum. It's the way nature works. It's not a division. This last year, I had an amazing event at the historical African-American parade, which is the Bud Billiken. And the Farm Bureau was kind enough to let me borrow some chickens and some hogs. And the children went absolutely crazy to see these live hogs and chickens. Many of them had never seen the live animals. And our museum here at the Museum of Science and Industry, one of the most popular exhibits is the egg exhibit. Everyone likes to know, to grow, to see, and see where food comes from. Far too often, because people are so separated in these urban areas, they think food comes by way of DoorDash or the grocery store or fast food, and haven't had the opportunity through education and exposure, unlike previous generations, to get out on a farm. So I'm trying to bridge that gap to bring farmers into the city where young children can see what life is like here and bring some of these children out to the farm. And sure, it'd be a natural way of life for some people in an urban environment. Their soul is connected to the soil. They want to be farmers. They just don't know how to begin. And also didn't realize until I was down in central Illinois with Senator Dick Durbin that the Farm Channel did not come into Chicago. That's one reason people in the urban environment don't understand the crisis and the issues going on in ag. And that's why I called in to ask if I could reach out and talk to you today. We have to break this gap. I mean, to stop polarizing this. The people in the city do care about the farmers. They just don't know enough about it. And the people on the farm, they do care about feeding people in the city. I've seen that, and that's a core part of my mission in being in Congress, is to close that gap. Someone in the city should be on the farm committee. You know, someone in the administration should be from a farm, not just big farmers, but especially crops, which doesn't make much sense to me. If you're serving fruits and vegetables, that seems like an essential crop. It's not a specialty crop to me. So let's challenge some of these assumptions. I get the corn and soy, but if you need fruits and vegetables, that's pretty essential to me and not very special.
Congressman Jonathan Jackson, I really appreciate you reaching out and glad we could have you on for a conversation here today on Agriculture of America. We're up against the clock in the segment. We'll have to do it again sometime. Thank you, Congressman, and have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you so much.
Congressman Jonathan Jackson here on AOA, brought to you by Cenex. Back with more after this.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
Your Soy Checkoff focuses on building demand for U.S. soy and profit opportunities for farmers. Over the next couple of months, tune in on Thursday mornings for the Soy Market Update Series. We'll visit with farmer leaders and industry experts to discuss checkoff investments driving demand and improving resilience across the market segments of food, feed, fuel, industrial uses, exports, and sustainable production. To learn more, visit unitedsoybean.org. You're listening to AO.
From raging storms and relentless winds to unforgiving heat, proven G3 from Pivot Bio just keeps working. Featuring the only gene-edited microbe continuously fixing nitrogen in the presence of synthetic nitrogen. Proven G3's three modes of action: feed more nitrogen, boost nutrient uptake, and amplify yield potential day in and day out. Learn more about Proven G3's durable nitrogen delivery at pivotbio.com.
Double-digit losses in the milk markets. With this WRDN market update, I'm Brian Winnikins at the Mercantile Exchange. November milk down 40 to 1690. December down 37 to 1712. January down 24 to 1698. February down 20 at 1697. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets moved mostly higher. While box beef prices were mixed, and there really wasn't a lot of cash cattle traded on the day, a lot of short covering in the markets was what to help move the prices higher today. Meanwhile, hog markets, they moved mostly higher as well, as the big factor helping drive carcass prices higher was the belly's 682 jump, and that did allow the rest of the hog markets to move higher. October live cattle up 50 cents to 231.02. October feeder cattle up 287 to 357.17. October hogs up 30 cents to 98.97. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, mostly lower. Wheat was relatively flat on the day. Corn and beans, it's the same story. Positive weather allowing for the harvest to continue to move forward for corn and beans, so we have that harvest pressure. Also, still those trade issues as well, helping to provide pressures to corn and beans, while wheat markets were, again, relatively flat. Some short covering helping some of the contracts. December corn down 2 3/4 to 419. November beans down 5 3/4.
It's good to know that your Touchstone Energy Cooperative is always there. For generations, we've powered the growth of our neighborhoods, our businesses, and everything in between. Today, our commitment is stronger than ever to provide affordable energy you can depend on and keep you connected to what matters most. Now and for generations to come.
Riverland Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
At AdMed Health, we believe wholeness isn't any one field. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between. So let your hearts overflow. Let your spirits dare to hope. And let the sun shine through. May you always live in wonder, wondering at this life. And never, ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at adventhealth.com/human spirit.
America's farmers and ranchers need AOA. Now, back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back to AOA, Agriculture of America. Today's show brought to you by Cenex. Cenex Stores greases have an enhanced additive package That provides better protection, allowing your equipment to stay in the field and on the go, especially during a busy harvest season. Avoid downtime with Cenex. Go to your nearest store location or visit cenex.com. for more. Well, recently I saw a story come across my feed in ProPublica talking about some of the federal farm policy issues that are out there and the broader issues in farm country with the ag economy and more. And this story specifically looked at a couple of farmers, a family farm in Illinois. Joining us to tell us more about this, she is a reporter with ProPublica and Capital News Illinois, Molly Parker. Molly, thanks so much for the time. Hope all is well.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's talk about this a little bit. And if you can, for listeners, just set up this story a bit. I know you focused on a story about Brandy and Steve, a father-daughter in Southern Illinois. And can you give folks a little bit of a background here as to what drew you to reporting on their story?
Absolutely. So my colleague and co-writer and photographer, Julia Rindleman, and I, we also teach at the local university at Southern Illinois University. And a few years ago, we sat down in the library. We were just talking about our plans for the semester coming into school. And we said, you know, wouldn't it be great if we could focus some reporting in this place that's been pretty forgotten, Alexander County, Illinois. And I think one thing that stands out about it is there was a Wall Street Journal story after the 2020 census count that showed, you know, this was the fastest shrinking county in America. It was losing a greater share of its population than any other place. And so we kind of wanted to look at, you know, what happens here? Why is this happening? And we've done a number of different stories, but that's what brought us to want to highlight what was going on in rural farming and how people were affected by some of the shifting policies going on.
Well, and I think about this and, you know, a lot to your point with the shrinking part there in Illinois, Alexander County, and just, you know, federal farm policy in general. And as I understand it, they farm kind of in the river bottoms area where you obviously can have a lot of issues, whether it be, you know, flooding predominantly or different problems. And you get caught into that cycle, I think I would say, of, you know, getting some sort of a bailout or policy, you know, program, et cetera, et cetera. So there's a lot to unpack here specifically with their story, isn't there?
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of people don't realize the state goes all the way to the bottom. And I laugh about that because, you know, there's, of course, Chicago, everyone knows about. And then farm country is really central Illinois, right? That's where our most fertile fields are, the big money farms. But a lot of people in Southern Illinois do farm. And in those counties, these lower counties, it's often, even though it's much more limited than central Illinois, it might be, you know, one of the biggest economic drivers still in the region. And so, you know, these farmers have been farming here for generations, and they do farm the river bottoms. This is where the Ohio and Mississippi meet, essentially. You know, up and down the Mississippi, a lot of people farm in the floodplains. And, you know, these might be 100-year floodplains we hear about. But, of course, we're seeing a lot more frequent flooding of the river for a variety of reasons, both increased rainfall in the spring as well as just the, you know, the manipulation of the river over time with levees and dikes and all of that, that keeps it pretty tightly squeezed in. And so when we do have these big rainfalls, it doesn't have anywhere to go. And then on top of that, you know, all these farmers up and down the river have built these levee systems, including here with the Lynn Small Levee. And, you know, they're old and they can't withstand that pressure that's coming down at a greater force. And so the Lynn Small Levee, in this particular case, the Lynn Small Levee broke in 2016. It had breached before and been repaired, but this time the Corps said, you know, we just can't really afford to fix it. There were floods basically every year since then, but there was another massive flood in 2019 where the water just pounded across Dogtooth Bend, this area we're talking about, unprotected now by the levee for 4 or 5 months above flood stage, and dumped millions of tons of sand. Right. So it's no longer, it doesn't even look like farm ground anymore. When you go out there, like the air shifts, there's, you know, giant sand dunes. It looks like almost like this desert island on this peninsula that juts out into the Mississippi. And so, you know, at this point, there's a lot of like conversation out there about, you know, these programs and how to help people transition off land that's flooding more frequently. And, you know, where it's marginal, maybe people can hang on. That balance is still there where they're farming more than they're losing. In this case, like that switch had totally flipped, right, once that levee blew. And so they were trying to get out through a buyout program, but basically encountered a years-long wait across multiple administrations to get out of that.
And it's quite interesting when I look into this more and, you know, you hear about this, and there's plenty of talk broadly in agriculture right now about overproduction and taking some marginal land out of production here in the United States and programs to do that. But it seems, you know, as I read more and more about this story that you guys put together, you know, farmers like Steve and Brandy kind of caught, you know, between a rock and a hard place, so to speak, or caught between a river and a levee, you know, however you want to put it, because they're trying to find a way out, but not getting support at the government level. And so it's just, it's almost like they're caught in a no-win situation to some degree.
I think they are. And I don't know, I've never encountered any farmers personally who want to, you know, just get benefits, who want to farm for the benefits. Like, that's not who these people are. I just want to be careful about that, right? And be clear about that. That may exist somewhere, but that's not who these folks are, right? Like, they want to grow things. Like, I think it's in their blood, and they people don't realize, I don't think either, how tied to the land people become, especially over time. And it's like emotional. They probably invested their whole life into this. And, you know, he talks about, even though like the rivers would come now and then, it was the most fertile ground you could find in this part of Illinois. And so it's emotional and it's hard, but yeah, I mean, and they wanted the levee repaired, but once that, opportunity became clear it wasn't going to happen, you know, yeah, they tried to what I would call do the right thing, and they were offered a buyout program. You know, again, the government is subsidizing all of farming, so it makes some sense that they would also help people move from land that is losing more than it's winning or losing more than it's growing. And so they signed up for that in 2019 when that program became available through congressional aid. And it was, gosh, 4, 5, 6 years for people. Some are still waiting. People signed up at different times, but it took a really long time to get through the process. And in the meantime, they kept farming, right? Because they felt like they didn't have a choice. They still had a lot of bills due. Their land is still taxed as farmland because it won't make that transition to environmental, you know, property until later when the taxes would go down. So they feel, yeah, they felt trapped, really. I think anyone in their shoes, you know, as we quoted someone saying, it's easy to criticize, but probably anyone in their shoes would do what they had to do to stay in business while they waited. And typically this should have taken about a year and a half. As I understand it, these are complicated processes for the government to purchase these easements. But this case, you know, it went on and on and on.
Well, I know we're going to share a link to the full story and on our website and social media for you, as it's a great read. And I know you published this at the beginning of September. Have you had any follow-up with them on where things are, how things have been the last couple of weeks since the story was published, Molly?
Just that, you know, they did get their buyout finally, and that was in the story. And so they have been trying to transition. I know they were... One of the challenges was you can take that money that you get and go buy other land. And they have done that. But with the passage of 5 years, the value that they got at the big, you know, when it was based on that 2019 level is much less than they have now, given the price of everything going up so much. So, you know, they're trying to make the most of it. They are just still farming other land that they have and kind of transitioning away from this. But you know, I think it just shows the challenges that foreign policy presents in rural America, and things that maybe people don't necessarily see until you get a little closer to looking at how hard it is to respond to these climate challenges.
Yeah, that's a great point, and there's always a lot of red tape, a lot of things that folks have to deal with and go through, and we wish it wasn't that way, but it certainly can be that way. Anything else final you would add or reiterate to folks about this story, Molly? Again, great work highlighting Stephen Brandy's story there in Southern Illinois. Anything else you would add for folks today?
I just want to also plug the companion piece that my colleague Julia took the lead on that we wrote together as well about a rice farmer who kind of the flip side of the story, he's not in the exact same land, so it's not like a choice for everyone, but chose to switch crops, right? Moved away from corn and soy into rice, which is actually benefits of controlled flooding. So I would just encourage folks to check that out as well, because I think it does show that it's possible to transition and have a different kind of crop, but also just like how hard it is and how little the government does to help people either walk away or move to something more sustainable.
Well, we do appreciate the insight and the time. And again, it's a great read. We're going to get those links posted up for folks to find them on the AOA website and social media. With that, Molly Parker with Capital News Illinois and ProPublica's local reporting network. Molly, thanks so much for the time today here on the show. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Once again, really great story. I would encourage folks to take the time and go read Molly's work and Julia's work there. And again, the links are posted up on our social media and our website. You can find all the details there. A pretty impactful story, something to take a look at. AOA brought to you by Cenex. Bargain Tractor hydraulic fluids aren't worth the gamble. Trust Cenex quality fluids for performance you can rely on. We'll be back to wrap up AOA on the way right after this.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guys in the know, when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love, and love what you find.
With curbside pickup and delivery available, you'll always find what you love, only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Working as a dedicated Fidelity advisor, I always ask, what's important to you? I'll look at those priorities and goals alongside your full financial picture to build a comprehensive plan designed to help grow and protect your wealth. With proactive portfolio insights and an eye on taxes, I'm here to help you make the most of your money. I'm Laura Maxwell, and I'm a dedicated Fidelity advisor. Learn more at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but it felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Every mile your fleet travels is money on the line. Cenex Roadmaster XL premium diesel fuel improves fuel economy, protects engines, and reduces downtime. Cenex premium lubricants are engineered to meet or exceed OEM specifications, keeping trucks and equipment in peak condition mile after mile. Power you trust, results you see. That's how you stay miles ahead with Cenex. Learn more at Cenex.com.
Selling your house the traditional way takes time. Agents, showings, repairs, fees. It's a hassle. But what if you could skip it all and sell your home for cash fast? At House Buyer Network, we buy homes in any condition. No commissions, no closing costs, no cleaning, no repairs. Whether it's inherited, outdated, or you're behind on payments, we'll make you a fair cash offer within 24 hours. Close in as little as 7 days. Thousands have sold the easy way. Now it's your turn. Call 833-382-8334 for your free, no-obligation cash offer. That's 833-382-8334. House Buyer Network. Real cash, real fast. That toll-free number once again to call, 833-382-8334.
When news happens in agriculture or when the markets are moving, we've got you covered as your trusted voice in agriculture. The team at the American Ag Network has the knowledge and experience to keep you informed on the issues impacting farmers and ranchers. We've got you covered on air, online, and on demand. Find the American Ag Network on your favorite social media platforms and also follow the American Ag Today podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We are the American Ag Network.
Make sure to subscribe to the Market Talk YouTube channel. You can watch our latest interviews with top market analysts in the country, find bonus content, and much more. It's easy. Just go to youtube.com/@MarketTalkAg and hit the subscribe button. Or you can search for Market Talk Ag on YouTube.
Get the latest bonus interviews, exclusive content, and more with the American Ag Today podcast. Just search for American Ag Today and give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts.
Informing America's farmers and ranchers, AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back to AOA Agriculture of America. As we continue here today, our program powered by Cenex Premium Diesel and Lubricants. Visit your nearest Cenex location. Talk to your local experts. They'll have the right product to keep your operation moving, especially during a busy harvest season. Well, right now, let's have a conversation about some of the things that are being done in terms of regenerative agriculture, at least being done the right way. He is the CEO of Atkins Ranch. Pat Maher joins us here today on the show. Pat, good to talk with you, sir. Hope all is well.
Yeah, thanks, Jesse. Nice to be talking to you.
I would love, just for starters, for our listeners, can you give folks a bit of a background on Atkins Ranch?
Yeah, sure. We're a small lamb export company based out of New Zealand, started by two farmers back in the late 80s who were pretty disillusioned with the meat industry back then and thought that farmers could do a better job of selling their meat and representing the product. And it's lasted. Our focus is largely on getting as much money back into the farmer's pocket as possible. So we go about things in a bit of a different way from sort of traditional meat companies.
Well, talk about, I know you have a big focus on regenerative agriculture. And so why are regenerative agriculture practices better for overall animal welfare? I think that might be a good place for us to start, Pat.
That's a really big question. But I view animal welfare and regenerative agriculture as pretty linked. In the early days, it was all about antibiotic-free, and I think that's where animal welfare sort of started off with. And a lot of the accreditations were sort of based about not giving animals antibiotics and treating them well. But in order to treat animals well, I think we need to treat our land in our environment pretty well. So I think the core basis around regenerative agriculture and linking it with animal welfare is better soil equals better plants equals better animals, which means better product for us to consume and eat.
Well, I think it's all part of the conversation. You know, you mentioned a little bit of disenchantment maybe with the meat industry and more, and I think it's just been more of that, how should I say, that evolution throughout agriculture over the years. And we know that farmers and ranchers are the original stewards of the land, but trying to continue to make
everything we're doing on the farm and ranch that much better and improving our practices. I think that's really at the heart of regenerative agriculture in some ways, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's about, we call it continuous improvement. So using our SAVORY accreditation, we're measuring the improvement year on year. But there's no set rules. I think it'd be wrong of us to assume that we know farming better than the farmers. They live and breathe their farms and their ecosystems. They know best how to deal with what nature and the environment's throwing at them. The best thing we can do is measure the outcomes rather than give them a prescriptive way to do things. So I think that's what attracted us to regenerative farming, was sort of measuring outcomes rather than dictating inputs.
Thinking about how you have built things at Atkins Ranch and how you set standards when it comes to regenerative agriculture and more, what advice would you have for other ag companies in terms of them building their own high standards when it comes to regenerative agriculture? What would you say to some of those other companies out there?
Really good question. I would say don't be daunted by the term regenerative. A lot of our farmers in the early days, there are a lot of terms like regenerative and holistic being thrown around, which tend to scare away our ranchers and our farmers. I'd embrace it and look to view it as a learning exercise focused around that term, continuous improvement. I'm sure that all our farmers are there to leave their farms in a better state for future generations, and this is just another way of proving it to the consumer and to themselves.
We're talking with Pat Myers, CEO of Atkins Ranch, having a conversation about regenerative agriculture and thinking about how companies can build high standards. How could they also build a strong relationship with farmers, of course? I mean, that's the other piece of this as well. As companies are looking to advance their regenerative agriculture goals and more, how can they build those key relationships with farmers and ranchers? What are your thoughts on that, Pat?
The key word to me there is authenticity. We run a very simple structure where everyone has access to everyone in the business. It's almost a family type atmosphere. There's no corporate structures. If a farmer's unhappy, they can ring me as the CEO and actually have a conversation. And I think that's what makes us pretty special. I'm out on the road. My favourite place to be is out on farm. I tried to marry a farmer's wife, but unfortunately that sold the farm before I managed to get the ring on the finger. So I guess this is the next best thing for me. I'm lucky now I get to go on hundreds of farms a year. And for me, that's the best part of my job.
Well, Pat, final thoughts from you as we close things out. And I know folks can learn more about Atkins Ranch online at atkinsranch.com. But what would you leave folks with as they're thinking about this regenerative ag conversation overall? What final thoughts would you share or reiterate with folks today?
Have an open mind. We've only got one planet, and we've got to do our best to protect it. Natural food sources are better for consumers, and the more we can protect our land and promote the use of natural proteins, I think the world will be in a better place.
Well, again, folks can learn more about what they are doing at Atkins Ranch online, atkinsranch.com. With that, CEO Pat Maher, thanks so much for joining us here at Agriculture of America, and we'll look forward to having you on for another conversation again in the future. Thanks so much for the time.
Thanks, Jesse. Appreciate it.
Once again, Pat Maher, CEO of Atkins Ranch, joining us here today on Agriculture of America. Appreciate his time and thoughts. That's going to do it for our program today, brought to you by Cenex. When your equipment runs efficiently, your business runs efficiently. Cenex stores premium lubricants help keep machines in check. Minimize downtime. Cenex will keep you going. Learn more. Just visit Cenex.com or your nearest store for more details. Thanks for joining us here on Agriculture of America. I'm Jesse Allen. Have a great rest of your day.
Your car has the power to help save lives. An unwanted or unused car in almost any condition. Discover how donating your car can make a lasting impact in the fight against breast cancer. Can there be a world where breast cancer is a thing of the past? That world may be within reach, and your car donation can help us get there. Simply call 1-800-778-4167. Your donation will support Susan G. Komen's vital work in research, care, community, and action. Your contribution fuels groundbreaking research, supports patients and their families, and raises awareness about prevention and early detection. Donating your unwanted or unused car is simple and fast. We take care of everything, including a free pickup and all the paperwork at your convenience. Call 1-800-778-4167. And the best part? Your donation qualifies for a tax deduction. Remember, your car donation has the power to transform lives, providing hope and healing to those affected by this devastating disease. So why wait? Call 1-800-778-4167. Help accelerate the cure for breast cancer. Your wheels, their hope, their hope.
Think back to the last time you were in nature. What comes to mind? Hiking through a lush forest? Floating on a lazy river? Or perhaps watching a vibrant sunset on a beach full of glistening plastic bottles and food wrappers?
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt or personal loans? With credit card debt at all-time highs, Debt Relief Advocates is urgently notifying consumers of debt relief now being made available designed to aid consumers with out-of-control credit card debt. Those who qualify and enroll for this relief program may only have to pay back a fraction of what they owe. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. This is a relief program that credit card companies would rather you not know about, as it could end your debt nightmare and save you lots of money. Consumers owing at least $10,000 in credit card debt or personal loans can now take advantage of this debt relief as the cost of living skyrockets. For free information and to learn what debt reduction you may qualify for, simply go online and visit DRA.com or call 800-433-8909. 800-433-8909. Again, that's 800-433-8909.
Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Hamas has responded to the U.S. proposal of a Gaza ceasefire deal laid out last week when President Trump hosted Israel's prime minister at the White House. Hamas reportedly agreeing to part